Okay, so I'll tell you about the decentralized collaborative web and the backfeed recipe for decentralized organization. And let me just dive straightly to here. Let's start with a quick overview. So you all know, you're all familiar with the blockchain 1.0, such as Bitcoin. The value system is hard-coded and objective, which means, for example, in Bitcoin, the value system is defined by proof of work. So providing hashing power is valuable, and it's hard-coded into the client. It's an objective value system. The gist of it is that it's really a tracking system, and the thing that is decentralized is the ledger itself. You can make it trustless cash, diamonds, art, shipments. And overall, I would say that this class is in the early product stage. Then blockchain 2.0, Ethereum. You can now softly code your value system. It's still objective, so still valuable contribution should be machine readable, machine measurable. The gist of it, you can deploy smart contracts, and now the decentralization is about the execution, and you can basically write self-executing accounting systems, banking, gains, IoT, contracts, and so on and so forth. And the stage of this class, I would say, is roughly the prototype stage. A third class, which is also the class that I will focus on today, is dealing with the emergent and subjective value system, such a value system that the people define. The gist of it, it allows you to basically engage with collective intelligence and really hear your decentralized governance itself. So examples would be decentralized collaboration, curation of content, or even curation of physical objects such as restaurants, decentralized insurance network, peer-to-peer insurance, decentralized investment funds, and so on. So as long as you want objective accounting system, blockchain is just fine. If you want a decentralized insurance system with a subjective assessment of claims, for example, you need also this kind of collective intelligence protocol or decentralized governance. And this class is totally still in the research stage. So let me dive into the backfeed. Really, really quick, a high level overview of the backfeed protocol. It is composed of three elementary layers: the subjective layer, the objective, and the interobjective. The subjective layer is really about the P2P view and flow of content. Basically, I won't get into it much, but basically it's kind of a decentralized social network algorithm. And then the main layer is the objective layer, which is about the network consensus, is how to allocate in a decentralized fashion, to allocate reputation score and tokens to agents in a decentralized network. And then, of course, the curation of objects through the value system of that network. And then the interobjective layer is about basically the relationship between various networks. So in the following, I will consider the case of decentralized collaboration, but basically much of what I will say will hold for the other use case as well. So okay, so let's just imagine a network. The balls are agents with private keys. The circles are agents without private keys, basically smart contracts, or if you want, decentralized networks. And all of them are agents of decentralized network number one. So this is the worldview as seen by network number one. We'll get back to that later. So the objective layer basically, or the intra-network dynamics, looks something like that. So anyone, let's see, yeah. Anyone can post a contribution. For example, you can post to the network a code library, and then you also post your own evaluation of that contribution. And then every agent in the network, any agent in the network can post his evaluation of that contribution. What is the value of that contribution? The subjective value. You see, different agents may have different reputation in that network, and they also can have different assessments. At some point, when you get a majority threshold, the network will now issue new tokens and reputation score and then allocate them to the successful contributor, but also successful evaluators. Okay, so the objective there is really about a reputational weighted voting system for the allocation of tokens and reputation per contribution to the contributor. Basically, the outcome of the voting is the median. That's pretty important. And one consequence of that is that you only get issuance of token once you reach a majority threshold. We'll talk about that later. And then most importantly, there is also reputational flow from non-voters, late voters, and misaligned voters into early aligned voters. That basically creates the backfeed loop, which means that the majority that is systematically aligned, its reputation is increasing, and that creates that's basically create growing alignment in the network, but also growing incentive to fork the network that anyone can do in a click of a button. So that brings us up to the inter-objective layer, which is the existence of multiple value systems. So this is the view, the worldview of network one. So now maybe this is the worldview of network two. As you can see, the agents in different networks may have different reputations according to the network. And the inter-objective layer in the protocol is basically about defining the network as being an agent in other networks. So the outcome is multiple value systems that they can have various relationships. They can be complementary, competing, or mother-daughter relationships, or any combination of those. And then much of that protocol is about defining the network as an agent in other networks, which means how to take the aggregation of internal contribution within the networks and triggering the external contribution evaluation of the network in other networks. So that's part of the protocol. And the outcome is a federal governance network or federal governance structure, as well as economic relationship between networks in terms of token redemption. So if that was the dynamic, the intra-network dynamic, the inter-network dynamic looks like something like that. So once there is a threshold and distribution of internal tokens, the network also posts the evaluation to a larger network. But now remember that the agents internally may also be having a reputation in the external network, and then this process can go on and on like that. So the outcome network topology in the simplest case may look like that, something like that. And in more general case, it can also be more complex. So that brings me to the problem of and solution of governance scalability. So if we go back to here, a quick look at this can show you that, the governance scalability problem is that in order to remain to keep resilience, you need to have majority threshold for each decision to make, which is not very functional. So for example, here, the 45 agents below, let's assume they have equal reputation. If they were in a single network, then you'll need 23 of them to agree about any decision. But with this network topology, you can reach decision with only 12 agents attending every decision. So that's crucial, but since not any 12 people configuration work, for that reason, you can show that resilience is actually kept the same. Okay, so solving the governance scalability problem is made by semi-compositional network topology, as well as added with delegated voting system and also non-voters leaking reputation. Okay, I'll just skip the subjective layer. Again, it's just peer-to-peer flow of information. It's basically based on trust scores, reputations, and endorsements. And let me quickly just, if I have some time left. Yeah, let me quickly just discuss the blockchain implementation, which is based on a novel architecture. So the idea, the question was how to implement all this protocol on the blockchain in a scalable way. So the point is that the blockchain only have I would call it blockchain minimalism. The smart contract on the blockchain is also a very, very simple smart contract, which is basically a reputation-weighted multi-sig contract to change the state. The state on the blockchain is just the reputation token balances and the established votes. And then there's also the state change protocol or the hash of the protocol. And then the rest, all the messages between people, the signing of contributions and evaluations, as well as the calculation of the protocol itself, is all export beyond the chain, so off-chain. So how it looks like, something like that. Someone is signing contribution, is posting it into the network. Someone else is posting evaluation, like that. They reach a majority. At that point, he has a package roughly look like that. And then he's posting the state change claim proposition to the blockchain. And then all the reputable agents are being called to calculate locally onto the machine the state change according to the protocol. And if they agree with that, to sign that state change. So let me just end with a sharing some timeline. So firstly, let me tell you that Backfeed goes non-profit, so we're opening a non-profit foundation to continue the research and development of the protocol stack for decentralized organizations. In the 19th to 23rd of October, there is a protocol workshop. If anyone is interested in that domain, please just email me. and you can participate. And then we are expecting until the end of the year to complete the protocol specification, and then 3 months later to release an alpha stage live decentralized organization. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.